We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. Jay Duker on the panel. Greg Keller, Republican consultant Jeff Rainford with Rainford & Associates, former chief of staff to Mayor Slay. Let me play a little audio from the Supreme Court yesterday. This is Justice Sonia Sotomayor with one of Trump's attorneys talking about immunity.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could, and why? Because he's doing it for personal reasons. He's not doing it like President Obama is alleged to have done it, to protect the country from a terrorist. He's doing it for personal gain. And isn't that the nature of the allegations here, that he's not doing them doing these acts in furtherance of an official responsibility, he's doing it for personal gain.
I agree with that characterization of the indictment, and that confirms immunity, because the characterization is that there's a series of official acts that were done for an unlawful
purpose. No, because immunity says even if you did it for personal gain, we won't hold you responsible. How could that be?
Well, obviously, she's one of the liberal justices, but there was, you know, some pushback from the conservative justices as well. I think the conventional wisdom, Jane, is that this is going to get kicked back to the trial court, and then
I mean, that's
this will
the safest
be delayed
thing
until after the election, and then does it become a moot point? But I think it was a little bit, that exchange in particular, Greg, I don't know if you heard that yesterday, but are they talking about, because it sounded like they were referring to any political rival, not necessarily someone who is in another country, a foreign leader.
Yeah, I think what they're trying to draw the distinction here of is, was it personal or was it in
that's
their private office?
The
if it was in the private office having to do with being president of the United States, then of course you cannot be found guilty of that after the fact. If it's private, but now the question becomes, how do you draw that distinction between public versus private? There are a lot of shades of gray.
Well, I think trying to convince people that an election was stolen is not a, you know, that's not a presidential governmental function. That's a personal political one.
Well, it's very specifically in the U.S. Constitution that the president has responsibility for making sure that American elections are free and fair.
Well, yeah, I think this is going
to
go.
That had nothing to do with it.
But I think this is going to have to go where it needs to go, which, to Jane's point, is back to what the facts are.
Yes.
I do not think the Supreme Court should give blanket immunity to a president.
They will never.
And I don't think the Supreme Court should say the president has no immunity under
exactly
any circumstances. Therefore, I mean, it is going to go past the election, but the right thing is they will set some standard, the court. It won't be blanket immunity and it won't be no immunity. They'll set a standard.
Which they've been doing since the beginning of this country. I mean, this immunity issue, this is not a new deal. And determining, you know, they do it for cops. They do it for, you know, all kinds of, you know, public actors. You sit and you figure out if something is part of their official capacity.
Richard Nixon should not have been given immunity to do all the things he did in office. By the same token, there are things that a president has to do to keep the country safe that after he leaves office, if you're going to be like, well, we're going to prosecute him for that, that's going to be a real problem for the power of the presidency. So they need to set the standard, send it back for the fact-finding.
And I think if you heard the arguments yesterday, both the liberal and the conservative justices are very aware that this is going to have an impact, and they were most focused, I think, on the future, not exactly what's happening in this case. Then you have the case that's going on in New York. They, I think they might still be in the courtroom right now. Trump's supposed to come out and speak. Greg, this whole case is nonsense. And, you know, I heard somebody, I think it was Turley or somebody said this a couple of days ago. Essentially, he's being tried for doing what Michael Cohen told him to do, what his lawyer told him to do. That's the criminal offense here, apparently.
Yeah, and Michael Cohen was his attorney of record at the time. He did exactly what his attorney told him to do at the time. I mean, you know, I was told that we were not supposed to be doing election interference. At least Democrats have been saying that, you know, for the better part of 4 years now. And now they're spending all of their time and gumming up all of our courts in an attempt to interfere with the upcoming election. Because, as Jeff said earlier, Donald Trump is on the way towards winning this presidential election. If it were held today, it probably wouldn't be particularly close. So they're trying to use other means to prevent him from becoming president.
So now
it's pretty shameful.
I thought before it was like, oh, yes, they get to use all the courts. You know, that's, you know, of course he's allowed to use the courts to, like, you know, try to overturn the election. But now people aren't allowed to use the courts. I mean, it's sort of hypocritical.
Well, what I find hypocritical...
It's a bit of a different use of the courts there, Jane.
No, it's not.
Well, of course it is. Go ahead.
Well, what I find laughable and hypocritical is the Republican Party used to be the party of family values. I don't know whether Trump is going to be found guilty or not, but what's going to come out is that he had an affair with two, I don't know, what were they, hookers, pole dancers, X-rated actresses, whatever they were.
Hang on. Adult film actresses.
For adult entertainment.
He had sex with two adult film stars, lied about it, paid to cover it up, may have had a kid out of wedlock, and yet the party of family values is like, there's nothing here to see.
Presumably,
I find it laughable and hypocritical beyond the measure.
Presumably, if he'd done it to a 19-year-old White House intern, lied about it, and sent his wife out there to lie about it and call her a tramp, you guys would be okay with it.
You need to live with the Democratic Party for a while. We're the ones that are live and let live. You're the ones who get up there with your families and your children and your button-down shirt and your combed hair and all that and say, we're for family values on the one hand. What Republicans do make me as a Democrat blush. It's crazy.
Jeff,
we got our roles reversed.
Jeff is right about one thing. Republicans actually do brush their hair as opposed to Democrats.
You put on a show. That is correct.
The reason I think this is different is that when you're in, and I'm not a big stolen election person, but when you're filing appeals and you're using the courts to, you know, legally challenge something, that's a little different than prosecuting someone for a trumped up charge that nobody would ever be charged with this crime except for Trump.
What this all comes from is state legislative laws in Arizona, Pennsylvania, and a couple other states where Democrats passed laws in the middle of COVID that called for signature matches on mail-in votes and the like. And then all these votes came in and then none of them lived up to the letter of the laws that the Democrats had just passed. And that's where this is all coming from. You know it's true, and I know it's
true.
If you guys had just adhered to the letter and the spirit of the laws that you had passed in your own state legislatures, this would not be a situation.
The bottom line is every single court challenge he made was dismissed and laughed at. So
This is because you guys are nominated in for the third straight time the biggest narcissist. He's a narcissist. He's a liar. He's a womanizer. Great. He's your guy. But own him. Don't say, well, this was about Arizona, whatever. This is about Donald Trump. He can't take no for an answer.
Well, what it is the Republicans won't give no for an answer, and they should be giving a no, and they won't. So that's fine.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.